Dr. Kapinski dictating. Mail IME on Harry Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hoffman as described in my report of 1-14-21. But he's now a 52-year-old male who again reports he injured his back at work on 12-6-18. Period. He was seen at Kennedy Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He later was diagnosed with herniated discs, treated conservatively. Period. He reports undergoing injections to his lower back, the last of which was in 2021. Period. These resulted in temporary improvement. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The paragraph. As for the records provided, Mr. Hoffman receives an order approving settlement on 5-3-21 in the amount of 22.5% partial total for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of L3-4 and L4-5 herniations with L3 and L4 nerve root encroachment, comma, post-lumbar epidural injection. Period. He then applied for a reopener. Period. On 6-8-21, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Smith. Period. She noted x-rays demonstrated degenerative disc disease at L5-S1, comma, an old fracture of the L1 transverse process, comma, facet arthropathy at L3-4 and L4-5 levels. Period. He complained of lumbar pain with occasional muscle spasms. Period. Upon exam, motion was limited and straight leg raise was positive on the left and equivocal on the right. Period. Femoral stretch test is positive bilaterally. Period. Facet provocation is negative. Period. Internal and external rotation of both hips are full. Period. Patrick's maneuver was negative bilaterally. Strength was grossly 5/5. Period. She rendered a diagnosis of lumbar pain and lumbar degenerative disc disease. Period. She recommended a lumbar epidural injection on June 16th and follow up in 2 weeks. But he was also going to perform a home exercise program. Period. I'm not receipt of further documentation to confirm any further treatment. Period. Physical exam, extremities lower. Inspection revealed prominence of the tibial tubercles bilaterally consistent with a history of Osgood-Schlatter's disease. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He actively flexed to 60 degrees. With hamstring tightness that he states has been there, quote, forever, period, end quote. Right side bending was to 20 degrees, period. Left side bending, bilateral rotation, extension were full. Period, he was mildly tender to palpation in the midline at L4, period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. He elicited only tightness in his hamstring, but no low back and radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. Harry Hoffman reportedly injured his lower back at work on 12-6-18, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. In that vein, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Smith on 6-8-21. Period. He recommended epidural injection and follow-up in 2 weeks. Period. Although I am not in receipt of documentation of that procedure, Mr. Hoffman confirms that this was done with temporary relief. Period. He denies any interval injury since his last assessment here. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased lumbar flexion due to hamstring tightness. Period. Similarly, he had hamstring tightness with supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. Period. No low back. No radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents the same amount I previously offered and will be inserted as marked.